A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, live from the Voice of America in Washington, but you are broadcasting from our homes this Thursday, June the 24th, 2021. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who you're broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And currently, the Minister of Health says, as of yesterday, Zimbabwe has had an increase in the number of COVID cases since last month and last March last year. Zimbabwe now has 43,480 cases and confirmed cases, including 37,477 recoveries and unfortunately 1,692 deaths, which shows an increase. And to date, with Zimbabwe being in the second phase of the COVID-19 vaccination program, they have vaccinated 715,000 people and 56 in against COVID-19.
Yes, and that's some of the issues we'll be looking at, COVID-19 and its effect, and also looking at issues affecting women. And from those cases, we realized that yesterday, the Minister of Health said there are 766 new cases, all local, and except one from Tanzania, a returnee. And there was also one death reported, which shows that cases of COVID-19 are going up in the country, and several places have been put on lockdown, with places like in Bulawayo, the Emakandeni clinical region, the Ngulumane one, and the northern suburbs, and other places including Karoi, Kwekwe, Maswingo. Many of them are under lockdown because of the increasing statistics. And then we're going also to be talking to several women who tell us how this has impacted their lives and also explain some of the projects which they are doing during this COVID-19 pandemic. Engathi ke Marvelous ulabo abasanda ukusixhasa lamhlanje siyabe sicubungula ke udaba lwe COVID-19 lona also amanani asememetheka elizweni abantu abahlaselwa yileli gciwane sikhangela nje ukuthi sokulabe dlula amane 43,480 abahlaselwe yileli gciwane siqonda ukuthi ya uxolo ngani ngithulisa lawo munye sibone njalo ukuthi sikhuluma nje abanye njalo bensathe 43,480 ke laba badlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amane yikho asebahlaselwa yileli gcikwane selokhu laqhamukayo ngomnyaka odlulileyo kodwa phakathi kwalaba phela abaningi abasilayo abadlula amashumi inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu lamakhulu ayisikhombisa i-37,477 sibona njalo ukuthi umkhuhlane lo siwabulala bedlula inkulungwane lengxenye yalo i-1,692 kodwa phela abanye lokhu besamukela umjovo wokwenqabela leli gcikwane owe-COVID-19 sibona njalo ukuthi sebesedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa 715,056 asebemukela lo mjovo ke ijekiseni le okuthiwa ivaccine ngesilungu njalo ke kunjalo nje futhi abantu lokhu beqhubeka ke besamukela lo mjovo njalo kukhanya ke amanani abantu ayakhwela mhla ngemilanga sikhuluma nje kulamakhulu ayidlula isikhombisa i-766 abathole leli gcikwane izolo kuphela njalo akusekho lokhuyana ukuthi abaningi baya bevela kwamanye amazwe be-South Africa kumbe ngaphi hhayi laba kuchacile ukuthi ngabeZimbabwe ngaphandle koyedwa three obevele eTanzania kukanti kubhobho yedwa ama-766 lawa linani eliphezulu kakhulu ngoba ayesephansi lawa amanani njalo uhulumende usetshile ukuthi ye impela kubi kakhulu yikho lezikolo-ke azisavulwanga okwamaviki amabili beqale behlolisise umuma ukuthi unjani ngoba kungaba yingozi lokuthi abantwana baye esikolo ye singakayi-ke kumavelasi sizaqala-ke sikhulume-ke nomhlonishwa wethu wakuqala unkosazana Isabel Dlamini esilaye lapha-ke emsakazweni hhayi umpikitha wakho ungani utshonile mbijana kodwa hayi ngizwakala kuhle uyasizwa madlame
eh angiyalizwa lami
ye ubonakala ngani usemoteni lapho uyangaphi kanti
siyesigodlweni siyabona uQueen siyesigodlweni kwaQueen
yebo ke wena
uyalandana
Okay, Isabel Dlamini ke isiza Zimbabwe kodwa esihlala khona le kwelebhilithani. Yebo ke lapha sihlaziya okuningi okuthiyeneyo njalo siyakwazi ukuthi ngomunye wabalwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ungumfundisi ukanti futhi zikhona inhlelo oziqhubayo ekhaya. Usuzwile ke sikukhulume nge-COVID-19 kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho kwelebhilithani. Lokho kunjengakuqala yini kumbe kukhona osokugoqokile. Ye, kuyini okwenzakala ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 khona ngapha?
Ma?
Ye, kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho kwelebhilithane ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19? Ayaqansa yini amanani kumbe hayi lokho kunjengakuqala?
Ama numbers lati ngapha seqansa. Seqansa ngoba seqansa sefika sekuqayisuka kuma 10,000. Besifanele ukuthi ngabe la thisa sesayi kuma kulokuzana mhla ka-21 but inumbers ziyaqansa kakhulu so sesimelele ukuthi sibone ukuthi ngo-July kuza kuba ngcono amanumbersana aqanse e-COVID ngani
kodwa kukhona osokwenziwe njengokuthi abantwana bengaqhubeka besiya yini ezikolo
ya abantu bayaqhubeka besiya emsebenzini okwamanje
abantwana ke izikolo
abantwana la bayaqhubeka besiya esikolo ngaphandle kulaba ababe bato kwamanje abantwana baqhubeka ngesikolo
ye ngabona ke kwesinye isikhathi siyaswela ukukhuluma kwakho ivoice yakho iyadisappear kodwa kusenani isithemba sizabe sikuzwa sizaphenduka kuwe njalo sesikhulumayo ungasuki lapho ngasitshela njalo ke ngamafitshane ukuthi khona imhlelo ke eliziqhubayo ekhaya kathesi sihamba njani kukhona okumqoko okwenzayo kathesi ekhaya Yes, we'll go back to our guest, Isabel Dlamini. In the meantime, Marvelous, you can go ahead.
Ai wakuneo vachangu vakupinda mchirongwa chedu. Tino kuchingamiza ine mufaro pano pa chirongwa chedu che live talk che mazimai. Ini ndini Marvelous Nhlanganya. Huye ndirimu Washington apo nasi tine gango. Tichange tiri kutarisa shaka wanda panyaya ye denda iro rire COVID-19. Tichitarisa shakare kuti pane denda. Uru riripo denda ranetsa muZimbabwe denda rekutora zvinodhaka zviri kuitwa nevechidiki munyika yeZimbabwe saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvazvo tichionawo kuti zvakamira sei nyaya yedenda irori asi tisataenda mberi tombotarisa zviri kubuda kubva kubazi rezveutano panyaya peemamiriro akaita denda irori recovid-19 munyika pari zvino kubva ratanga gore rapera muna machi Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 43,480 vakabatwa nedenda iro recovid-19. Tikaona zvakare paine vamwe vakabata denda iri asi vakakwanisa kurikunda vanosvika pa37,477 vakakwanisa kubata denda iri vakarikunda asi vamwewo vakarasikirwa neupenyu vari pa1,692 zvinoratidza izvo kuti pati kwirei pauwandu wevanhu vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda recovid-19 tombotarisa zvakare kuti nyika yeZimbabwe iri paphase 2 yekubaya nhomba dzecovid-19 dzekudzivirira denda iri recovid-19 uye nyika iri kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 715,056 vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 tichiona zvakare kuti hurumende yakazivisa kuti kuvhurwa kwezvikoro kwakambomiswa kwemavhiki maviri sezvo uwandu hwevanhu vanga vari kubatwa necovid-19 tichiona kuti pane vanhu 766 vakawanikwa vachibatwa munguva iyoyi yapfuura chirwere ichi checovid-19 saka vakawanikwa ivo vachitaura zvakare kuti pane dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kuzivikanwa izvo semahotspots zvinoreva kuti nzvimbo idzi kune vanogara ikoko vanofanira kugara vakachenjera kuti vawanikwe ivo vasingabate denda iri recovid-19 taona dare remuchinoi richivharwa musi wanhasi pamusoro pekuti vamwe vashandi vepo vanonzi ivo vakabatwa nedenda recovid-19 saka nzvimbo iyoyi yemashonaland west inoitevera zvakare kune dzimwe nzvimbo dziri padhuze neipapo dzawanikwa zvakare dzichiiswa palist iyoyi yemahot spots but takawana isu mukana wokutaura nadr Simbiso Ranga tichida kunyatsonzwisisa kuti kosei vamwe vari kuti munyika yezimbabwe vakawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 vari kuzowana zvakare vachibatwa nedenda irori zvekuti vamwe vazhinji vari kubvunza izvozvo kuti ko zvinofamba sei saka ndakawana mukana wokutaura nadr Simbiso Ranga vanova chiremba vanoshanda imomuno muamerica kuti vanyatsotitsanangurira kuti zvakamira sei kuti kana wabayiwa nhomba iyoyi yecovid-19 zvinorevei panyaya yeutano hwako let's take a look at what dr Simbiso Ranga had to say about people getting vaccinated and also contracting a covid-19 after the vaccination tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu dr Simbiso Ranga tiri pano tichida kukurukura pamusoro penyaya yecovid-19 vaccine kana kuti nhomba yecovid-19 vaccine zvakakosha sei kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba idzi
hi marvelous chakakoshera kubayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 ndechekuti ndo mushonga unoita kuti tipedze covid-19 tino kana munhu abayiwa nhomba anoita yatinoti iyo immunity kana chansi yekuti akazosangana nemunhu ane chirwere even akava in contact it doesn't mean anoita an infection kana kurwara and it's likely that kana munhu abayiwa nhomba haachanyanye kuparadzira chirwere kune vamwe
vamwe vari kuti ivo munyika yezimbabwe vamwe vari kuwanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 ivo vabayiwa nhomba zvinofamba sei ipapo
Marvelous chandingataura ndechekuti of course zvinoenderana nekuti munhu abayiwa nhomba ipi uyezve nguva yabayiwa munhu nenguva yaanowana chirwere saka as we know nhomba depends some of them dziri very effective like izve Pfizer kana vana Moderna anenge ari kunzi they are like 94-95% effective but dzimwe nhomba maeffectiveness yayo inenge yakadzikirira kana kuti efficacy pamwe kuma 60% and we hear like Sinovac inonzi iyo is about 51% effective so it means that pane vanokwanisa kubayiwa nhomba vakakwanisa kubata chirwere futi especially kana vanhu vakawanda vasati vabayiwa nhomba saka kana tisati tava neyatinoti herd immunity iyaya yokuti population yava more protected in general it means that there is a high chance yokuti vanhu varambe vachiparadzira chirwere
zvamira zvakadaro munokurudzira here kuti vanhu vaenderere mberi vachibayiwa zvavo nhomba iyi kunyange vamwe vari kunzi vaakubata zvakare chirwere checovid-19 kunyange vabayiwa
chandingatova nechokuti its better kuti munhu abayiwe and the sooner why is because that gives you a better chance kuti usabatira chirwere even ukawana chirwere vazhinji havazonyanye kurwara as if compared kumunhu asina kumbobayiwa nhomba because kana munhu abayiwa nhomba kune anoti maantibodies aya aanodevelopwa nemuviri saka ndiwo kana kuti masoja anorwisa virus yecovid-19 so it might be the case kuti maybe unenge wava ne like 30% yemaantibodies anodiwa that's better than having 0% so you are at a better chance of fighting chirwere checovid-19 even ukabatira munhu akabatira chirwere haazonyanye kurwara vamwe havatomboende mumaintensive care unit compared kune vanhu vasina kubayiwa nhomba zvamuchose and also you know as we mentioned kana munhu abayiwa nhomba chance yokuti aparadzire chirwere kune vamwe inenge yava shoma so that is also a good thing you protect your loved ones you know vabereki vana and so forth
ko iyo herd immunity inogarwa ichitaurwa chii chaizvo
herd immunity chandingataura in a simplified way marvelous ndechekuti kana munhu ane danga remombe kana mombe dzakawanda mudanga umu dzikange dzabayiwa nhomba kana kuti vanhu vakange vabayiwa nhomba it means pakazoya imwe mombe kana dzimwe mombe dzinenge dzine chirwere checovid-19 hadzikwanise kuramba dzichiparadzira mudanga because vanhu vari mudanga kana kuti mombe dziri mudanga dzakabaiwa nhomba already. Saka it means as more people get vaccinated kana kuti vanhu vachibaiwa nhomba, it means utachiwana huchakwanise kuparadzirwa within the community. Zvaakureva kuti even pane vashoma vasati vabayiwa vanenge vaakuprotektwa nekuti majority yakabayiwa kudhara.
Mm-hmm. Motipa mazwenyu ekupedzisira panyaya yekuti ivo pari zvino vari kuraramawo munharaunda dzakawanda tinoona kuti muzimbabwe wandi hwevanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 huri kukwira uyezve kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwatotaurwa kunzi mahotspots pari zvino, mungavakurudzire kuti vaite sei?
Chandingakurudzira Marvelous ndechekuti vaya vasina kubayiwa nhomba ngavabayiwe at the earliest convenience. The second thing ndechekuti even though vanhu vabayiwa nhomba, since vazhinji vasati vabayiwa muZimbabwe, especially nguva inei yechando yekuti vanhu vanenge vakaungana mudzimba and so forth, ndo panonyanya kupararira atinoti marespiratory tract infection like iyoyi COVID-19. It means that pese patiri kufamba kana patiri kusangana nevanhu tinofanira kuacta kana kufamba as if tine chirwere kana kuti vanhu vatiri kusangana navo vane chirwere, which means mamezures aya atagara chikurudzira social distancing, kuavoid macrowds, kuita basic hygiene nezvimwe zvakadaro, kana uya anenge arwara okurumidza kuisoletwa nekuonekwa nana chiremba otestwa in an expeditious manner, ndo kudzivirira kwatingaita chirwere.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo Dr. Simbiso Ranga kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. Iwe nezvarakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Yes, there we thank the doctor who has been giving us a rundown on COVID-19. Yes, so we'll be back, Marv, to explain what the doctor was saying. And I would like also our guest, Ms. Savannah Matamombe, to be patient. We are coming back to you shortly. Yebo ke siqhubeke njalo lawe ke Nkosazana Dlamini. Khathesi lina ezinkonzweni kuyini elikutshela abantu ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19?
Siyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bethathe i-vaccine ukuze bevikeleke.
Ye, ungasichasisela kabanzi ukuthi bakwamukela njani lokhu, njalo liyavunyelwa ukuthi lihlangane libe baningi?
Uvunye ukuthi ahlangane abantu bebe baningi.
Ye, ngoba kwezinye iindawo ezinjengezinkonzo lani kuthiwa abantu basebebegcwele kakhulu, njengesasikubona ekhaya ukuthi akumelanga abantu bedlule amathumi amathathu kumba amahlanu.
Hayi, ngapha eBritain uma indawo yakhona inkulu abantu bayahlala like 1 meter apart, babe begqoka amamaski maye besenkonzweni. So siyavunyela ukuthi singene kodwa siyabe kungela abantu abaningi othe unjengakuqala. Abantu bayahamba enkonzweni but abavunyele ukuthi beminyana, savunyele ukuthi siminyane ngapha eBritain.
Ye, wabe wasitshela ensukwini ezedluleyo silawe lapha njengomhlonitshwa wethu wathi kulabanye abantu elibaxwayisayo ikakhulu ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 ezindlini lapha ngoba kwande kuba lodlakela. Lakathe selokhu elibathola yini laba bantu kumbe sokwaba nganeno abantu sebejayele ukuhlalisana?
Ngicela liphinde futhi umbuzo kade kulani
lokhu elibathola yini futhi abantu bokubaxwayisa sikhangele o-gender based violence ngesikhathi se-COVID-19? Lokhe libeluleka yini abantu ezinkonzweni kumbe sebebalutshwana?
Hayi, kubeluleka lokhe sikhona alele njengasoze iphele ngoba okwamanje nxa abantu bele nhlupho le i-COVID yenza abantu inhlupho zibe ziningi, le indaba engasoze yafa yaphela. But lanxa kungalo umkhuhlane abantu vele bayahlala bexabana, siyabe lokhe sibaxwayisa.
Ye, besithi njengoba isikhathi sesedlule kangaka mhlawumbe abanye sebajayele ukuhlalisana ndawonye, njengoba kuqala abantu kwakuthiwa bachingisa ukuthi behlala isikhathi eside bebonke endlini abanye bengayanga emsebenzini.
Okwamanje eBritain sokungcono kula last year ngoba abantu sebevunyele ukuhamba emsebenzini, sebevunyela ukuthi behambe la kundawo zokudla sebevunyela lokuthi behambe ezinkonzweni so kungcono kula kulomnyaka odlule.
Yebo ke sinjalo siyabona ukuthi wathi ezinkonzweni lapha liyaqhuba inhlelo eziningi ezijiyeneyo ekhaya ezokunikeza abantu iziphiwo lilokhu lizenza lakathesi.
Yes, siyazenza.
Kulungile. Yikho ke sizaphenduka ngemzuzwana ethile sixoxe ngakho sisathatha omunye njalo umhlonitsha wethu ozasichazisisela ke ukuthi lokhu abantu benika yini abanye izicathulo lokunye okuningi ababekunika kuqala umbe sokulokunye futhi enkonzweni yakho. Ye, sicela ube lesineke usimelele sizakuthatha njalo sikhulume lawe emoyeni. Yes. Yes, Marvelous. Yebo, kulungile. Marvelous, the doctor there was sharing a very important tips there, if you can explain briefly.
Dr. Simbi Soranga, he's based here in North Carolina. So he was literally talking about, we heard last week, we had a story on Studio 7 where we were hearing that some people in Zimbabwe were saying that they were now contracting COVID-19 despite having taken the vaccine. So he was saying, yes, it's very possible because when you take the vaccine, it doesn't mean that you cannot get COVID-19, but it basically means when you get it, your immune system is strong enough to fight off the disease, or you get a lesser version of the disease. So he was saying it's very important for people to continue taking the vaccine because it's better to have protection. Or else if you don't take the vaccine, when you do get it, it may be fatal. So he was also explaining about herd immunity, likening it to, cattle in a crawl, saying that, if you dip one cow and then you don't dip the others, if the disease comes, it will affect everybody. But if you dip the whole crawl, it means at least all the cows are actually protected. So that's the, analogy he was using. But he basically just said it's important for people to continue taking the COVID-19 vaccine because that's the only defense that they have. In case they do contract the disease, they can at least have a lesser harsh, if they won't be now, admitted into ICU. Because he actually said that in North Carolina, they'd seen a really big decrease in the number of patients coming in because most of the people there have had their COVID-19 vaccines. So that was his point of view.
Yebo ke siyabonga Mavela Sike lapho bese sizwa ke amazwi aqhakathekileyo ke abevela kudokotela ebesilaye lapha emsakazweni weStudio 7 yena bekuxwayisa ukuthi hayi lanxa ungatholanga lanxa usutholile umjovo wokwenqabela i-COVID-19 akutsho ukuthi awuseyi kuyamukela njalo i-COVID-19 uyabalayo lakho ngoba vele akutsho ukuthi ukuhlatshwa kutsho ukuthi awusenqabeli ngakho laba sebehlatshiwe kufanele beqhubekeke besenqabela belandela zonke ke iziqondiso okufaneleke ukuthi bezilandele ukwenzela ukuthi igcikwane leli lingamemetheki. Sesilomunye njalo ke umhloni
aiwa apo tabataona sisi Savana Madamombe mabva mapinda pachirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro asi hatisi kukunzwa imanji hamusi kunzwika saka imbobuda imodzoka zvakare.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, okay, good.
Kwakundinzwa.
Ehe, ndofunga pane button ramamusina kubaya.
Taka tiri pamute. Aiwa tinotenda Marvelous. Morei vatereri tinotenda chaizvo.
Savannah, maybe let's start in English, then go into Shona. You know, as much as there is the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe, there is also another pandemic that seems to be rearing, its head in Zimbabwe. Tell us a little bit about that, that people are actually fighting alongside the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay. Yeah, there is another silent pandemic that's going on. And the COVID-19 seems to have accelerated it as well. Mm-hmm. Because when you speak to parents and you try to pinpoint where they noticed that there's a problem with their child, they're all pinpointing to the first lockdown. They keep mentioning the first lockdown. So there's also an effect of the lockdown that has accelerated this other pandemic as well. And this is the crystal meth.
So where who is doing this, you know, taking the crystal meth or the drugs, and where are they getting them from?
I can say the age group that pops up a lot in terms of the numbers that we are looking at is 20, 21, up to 25. But they are also kids from as young as age 13 and to adults as old as 45. So, but the most affected is this age group between 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. And then the 18-year-olds and the 19. I don't know. Yeah. Let's just say 18 to 25.
I can hear somebody who's talking by your side. They maybe give them a mic so that we can also hear from them. And just tell us who you are and what you think about what we're hearing coming out of Zimbabwe at the moment.
Okay, my name is Kiri Madamombe. Yeah, this is very sad. This is a new pandemic for real. Yes, we've been in the field. We've been to almost every township, Mufakose, Mavuku, Highfields, Chitungwiza. They are all affected. In Chitungwiza, there's a time when I met a youth and I asked him, in this neighborhood you are, how many households do you think are not taking drugs? And he said 20%. He was talking about what is the streets. He was talking about his street. And he said 20% of these streets are not taking crystal meth. So it's really, really sad. Based by what this young man told me, he knows all the households. He knows all the people that are taking crystal meth in his street. And he said only 20%. It's sad.
Saka chii chiri kunyatsoitika, chii chakaita kuti nyaya iyi ibva yanyanyozotekeshera nyanya panguva ino yeCOVID-19.
Takanyanya kuitika tingati izvoni COVID yakakonzera kuti vana vange vasina chekuita. Vana vakanga vangobuda vongopinda mumastreet. You know, takavharirwa kwenguva yakati rebei, vanhu vasingakwanisi kuda kuenda kwavaida, kuenda kuchikoro, kune maactivities. Saka vana vakazopedzisira vakungobuda mumastreets vakutsvaga kufara. Munongoziva kuti vana vechidiki havadi kugara panguva refu, vasingagone kubuda, vasingagone kuita zvimwe zvinhu. So COVID yakakonzeresa kuti zvinhu zviitike hongu, tinodaira kudai. Asi unonzwawo futi vamwe vana vari kungotaurawo zvekuti vakatanga kuita. Ichangotanga kuuya, that is 2018, 2017. Saka COVID isati yatomboveko, vamwe vana vanga vakutoita. Saka chinokonzeresa kudaro mapeer pressures, zvinokonzeresa kuita kurarama neenvironment yemwana, zvinokonzeresa
Saka imi mune sangano here riri kubatsira vari kuwanikwa vaine dambudziko iri?
Hongu, isusu tine sangano rinoitwa mubatsira pamwe. Saka sesita redu tiri kubatsira pamwe nevabereki. Vabereki vanga vasina ruzivo kuti drug iri chaizvo chaizvo chii. Vana vanga vakungoita sevanorasika pfungwa. Vana vanga vasateerere mudzimba. Vana vari kuba midziyo yevabereki. Vana vari kuita kurarama kwokuita kunge mhuka. Nekuti vazhinji havasi kugara panzvimbo. Vazhinji vari kugara kwavanotiko kumabhesi. Kumabhesi uku kunogona kuri maghost houses zvisingashande, kunogona kuri kunge zvimashanti oro dzimba dzevanhu vanotengesa iwo mutoriro ikoyo. Saka vana ava vanonogara ikoko vachiputa, vanodzoka kudzimba after 2 days vaakunotora zvakare chii chokutengesa mumba. Ende vana ava vaakutorova vabereki. Sevabereki vakawanda varohwa. Tine an 8-year-old grandmother akarohwa ne-16-year-old granddaughter wake. Tine amai vakabaiwa nebanga padama nemwana wavo anga achangopedza chikoro form 6 Goromonzi. Zvinonzwisa tsitsi.
Saka muri kushanda here nehurumende kana kuti hurumende iri kuti chii? Vari kuziva here zviri kuitika izvi?
Ini ndodaira kuti hurumende yakutozviona, nekuti kuputika kwechinhu ichi kuri kuputika masvondo iwaya mwedzi yo yatiri. Saka ndinodaira kuti hurumende iri kuzviona, nekuti isusu tinongoadvisa vanhu vatinenge tichishanda kuti vashandise zvipatara. Ii awareness campaign yatinayo ndeyekuti vashandise zvipatara zvikuru sei, nekuti havagone kuve vaine mari yekuenda kumaprivate. Vanotokwanisa kungobatsirwa mumainstitutions ehurumende. Saka nesuwo tinovadirecta ikoko. Saka naizvozvo vanhu vana manje nevabereki vaakuenda ikoko vawanda. Saka hurumende iri kutozviona kuti zvinhu izvi zvatoipa. Vatowandisa.
Tinodaira iri kuzviona mavhelasi nekuti ukateerera speech yakaitwa naPresident a few days ago. Paivigwa Father Ribeiro. Hapana chimwe chandakanzwa President achitaura kunze kwezvemadrugs. Zvinoreva kuti President vakudii vazvibata vainzwa. Kuburikidza kwecampaign macampaign atiri kuita tichibatsirana mai tichicancelana mai because kwakutoita cancelling yamai kwakuita cancelling yemafamilies because vanguva tichi chiri kuitika vamwe vari vashushikana zvekuti vato nezvirwere zvestress zviye maparents tonzwa vakuti titato nemastress uyezve vakutyavana kutotya kugara mumba vakasungikana mwana akasumuka vamwe anokutaura kuti anongosumuka ongokudubura poto, ongotora muriwo wese. Nekuti kana achinga apedza mazuva asingajeka, akanga apa break yake yekusmoka yeye, anodya zvekuti. Saka hanzi anogona kungoya kutanga kutora chikafu chese chiri mumba ongotanga kudya. Kana kuti vamise kana kuti vati kudii.
Yes.
Ya, pakaoma. Saka munhu angazive sei kuti mwana awanikwa aane dambudziko irori rekutora mutoriro kana crystal meth, guka nezvimwezve.
Pane zvakawanda zvinogona kuoneka. Tine mwana ari panapa tichada kuti gotaura naye agokuudza iye semwana ari kuenda akapita handitika. I think akakutaurira iye pacha zvake zvinoita kuti unyatsonzwisisa nekuti ndiye akapindana nazvo uye ndiye akazviona.
Aiwa. Saka Savannah, we'll come back to you. So we're going to speak to the young lady who we have on the program who's actually going to tell us her experience about, you know, how she got taking drugs. And then, you know, when you're done with your guest, I'll go back and interview her so that we can hear first-hand information how her, as a young lady who's a youth, how she got into the drug issue and how she's managing to fight it now.
Madam Mombela pho abesichasisela ke ngemidakamizwa ethathwa ngabantwana egoqela ke crystal meth njalo lapho ke besingakhulumi ngalokho ke okulutshwana ukufana le okusezingeni eliphansi okufana nalesango ezazakala ke ngokuthi imbanje hayi besikhuluma ngokunye ke okungani esingathi ngesilungu complicated okufana labo crystal meth lana ukuthiwa umntwana engakuthatha usukadelela abazali ngibesuke ngasalaleli suka sesidla kakhulu nokunye kunenginengi nje okufika umntwana suka akwenze njalo siyabona ukuthi lapha silo munye omunye ke wabahlonitshwa bethesilayi lapha we have Isabel Dlamini, she's a human rights activist and a pastor too. You heard what was said about the drug issues. Any comment on that?
Not really. I don't think we have a problem with the drugs at the moment.
So in your church, you have never had people who need counseling, or you have never gone to communities to counsel people on that?
No. In the past, yes, we did. We do go and counsel people.
Okay, but can you say it's a very big issue, especially among Zimbabwean youth or African youths in the diaspora?
I think it's only few of them, because most of the Africans, when they're here, like in the UK, I think they've got vision. They're vision minded, so most of them they send their kids to school, and most of them they're working. So there are quite few that can like end up being involved in drugs. The majority, yeah. Most of the people are like working. You know, they're trying to achieve something, trying to help the people back home. So
yes,
with the it's only few, maybe one in ten that have got the drug problem, but the majority of them, they just like, I think they're just focusing on working, and the kids are enjoying like the thing that they don't have to pay the school fees here. So that's that. We don't have that much problem with the Zimbabwean kids coming here and getting involved with drugs.
Yes, and now there's a difference in locations. And then you also said that during this COVID pandemic, you are also doing some programs and some projects in Zimbabwe that assist communities. What exactly are you doing at the moment?
We just finished the borehole where people are enjoying the water now at the moment. So we managed to drill the borehole, and then people are having water. So that's one of the things. And we are trying to find that we can buy school uniforms and shoes for primary school that we are having. And then trying to plan a medical trip next year so that we can go and help the villagers that can't afford the medicine and go with the doctors, the dentists, you know, all those people that can go, and people that can go, people that will be doing the sports so that they can go in and then help.
So which villages have you targeted for assistance?
Lupane.
Okay, Lupane, where exactly in Lupane?
It's less known as Zinapi or Solovela, that is between, next to Kwarai, between Lupane and Jocholo, that's where we are.
Oh, okay, yes, very interesting. Ungasixoxela njalo ngamafutshane ukuthi kahle kahle yiziphi inhlelo elizaziqhuba ekhaya njengokuba nje uchilo ngesiNgisi.
Inhlelo esizaziqhuba ngezoncedisa abantwana besikolo ubathengela izicathulo, ama-inform, lamabhuku lokubona ukuthi bayahamba esikolo. Kumnyaka ozayo sizama ukuthi singahlanganisa labanye abelungu abangodokotela, onensi, odokotela bamazinyo lamehlo, ukuthi behambe beyosiza abantu basesigabeni leso abanganelisiyo ukuthi bahlole.
Yeah, ukhulume njalo langezicathulo lama-uniform.
Izicathulo lama-uniform, izicathulo lama-uniform, sibone ukuthi abantwana abahambi ngenyawo besiya esikolo. Kwamanjena simelele umphathi ukuthi asitshele ukuthi abantwana bangaki abafuna izicathulo ezo, sibathengele izicathulo lama-uniform.
Yeah, usizo lolu luthola ngaphi? Ngubani olinikayo konke lokhu ukuthi lenelise ukunceda abantwana besikolo nomphakathi namanzi?
Sikuncediswa most ngabantu benkonzweni lapha engihamba khona, yibo abancedisayo. Kodwa kwamanjena sekusokulabanye abantu abelupane abantu bafuna labo ukuncedisa ngoba bathi lindawo ngiyakithi that sifuna ukuthi thuthukise indawo. But okwamanjena bengincediswa ngabantu bebandleni.
Yebo ke, beyabongeka mavude with Isabel Dlamini, human rights activist and pastor. She also explained even in English what she'll be doing. Over to you.
Thank you so much, Rigaiti. It's okay, yes, you know. Kune musikana wechidiki wachikuda kutaura naye achinyatsotitsanangurira kuti akapinda sei munyaya yekutora zvinodhaka uyezve kuti chii chakaitika kuti azowanikwa iye achifunga kuti aiwa chiregai ndiwanikwe ini ndichiti ndiwane rubatsiro. Hello.
Makadizei.
Aiwa tiri wadipo zvako uyezve kuti une makore mangani.
Don't be tamaritendo mundizwira, I'm only 20 years old.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your story. What happened to you? How did you get mixed up in taking some drugs?
I was staying at Hetfield, then something happened between my parents. So I just went to Chitown. I went and stayed with a friend who was doing drugs, selling drugs, and I actually joined I was at the age of 18. When I started doing this crystal meth thing. So it actually destroyed me. It has side effects, you know, hallucinations, not eating, not sleeping. You no longer have fear because I faced a lot of things. I've seen a person being stabbed 15 times watching. It was like a cartoon to me. I've seen a lot of things, and most of these things have affected me. And even when I'm sitting, I think that I've destroyed a lot of people because once I was in this, I was actually doing a lot of things. You know, I was also stealing, you know, in terms of it has cravings for more. The more you have it, the more you start looking for money. Not money to do any business, but money to just take a stomach because you just think no business is working now. You just think the best business is now just smoking and living life.
So what kind of money were you using to be, you know, to get this crystal meth? And who was providing it to you?
There are certain places called bases, like a home, a person's home that sells drugs. Normally we don't know where they get the drugs, but you just go and buy the drug and then they let you sleep, like they let you, like, you know what, at a young age, they don't allow you to smoke at home. So they give you a place that they call bases at that house, a room. So you're able to smoke those drugs there at the place that they sell.
How much do they cost?
They actually cost, like, they depend. There's a gram that costs $13. And actually they package in smaller bits that starts from $2.
So what got you to say, no, now I want to be clean?
Change starts from the mind, and change starts from a person when you get someone who needs to help you and explains how these drugs work and what they destroy. So once they tell you and once you listen and when you feel it that you have to change, that's when I decided to stop. When I got to meet Aunt Savannah and Aunt Christine, they explained how the drug destroys the person, and I got counseling. I needed to change for the benefit of myself too, because I was destroying a lot of my brain cells. You just know those hallucinations, the bad name in the location, just giving bad names.
And what was the relationship like between you and your parents when you were taking the drugs?
My mom actually had disowned me for drugs, so that's why I was staying with a friend now again.
Mm-hmm. So now carry on, sorry.
So it just made me go back into, you know, like when I wanted to go back home, I was actually doing drugs. So my mom was like, I can't take a person who does drugs. So I just had to go back because I didn't care. All I needed was drugs, and all I needed was to go home and get pocket money and go buy drugs.
And then now when you decided to stay clean or to go clean, tell us about that process. Where did you go and where are you now?
I went to an experimental hospital for detox, and now I'm having a rehab at Hatfield.
Mm-hmm. And what are you aspiring to do with your life?
I'm still on to rehab and still getting help from Batra Pangwe, so I'm still getting time to heal as well as planning how I want my life to go. This is happening on the basis of them telling me how to make a plan and teaching me how to make plans. Like Batra Pangwe is helping me do all these things, not just running into conclusion like after I'm doing like there and then I just run into the streets back. They're just helping me stage by stage, slow by slow.
Mm-hmm. But so what happened now to those friends that you used to fraternize with? What is their relationship with you now?
So far, I haven't went back to them. I'm still recovering from myself. I want to go back as a changed person, seeing the difference. When I explained it to them, I want them to show them the difference between me and them, like how I was then when I was doing drugs and how I am now. There has to be a change and a difference. For a person to change, they have to see me change first, because I can't just go back like that and just like an ordinary person. I have to change so that they can see that I've changed and I'm no longer in the same group with them. At the end of the day, the friends that taught me bad things, I have to go back and teach them good things.
Saka tombopinda mushona kuti ungatitsana nguro kuti iwo wakapinda sei kutora zvinodhaka izvi.
Ndakabva kumba 2018 ndikanogara kuchitungiza neshamwari. Ndikanotanga kuita zvemutoriro ndichinotengesa nemuhashemwa tanda kutotengesa. Takutobatsirana kuita robhari dzimwe nguva ndichitoshandiswa semwana musikana unonzi enda pamota yakati. Vasvika vakomana vabva kuti iyoyo ndiwe musikana, musikana kuita nemukadzi wedu. Vamwe vakushandisa, ndaingoshandisa zvakasiyana siyana. And then ndanda kuita mahallucinations, ndanda kusaona. Ndakungofunga kuti aiwa inini hakuna ari pamusoro pangu, kana amai vangu ndaikwanisa kuvaudza kuti inini hapana zvamunondiita. Ndandachinja language, kana mataro andotaurai ndanga ndatochinja language, ndandatochinja ndasisina respect.
Saka kuchitungwiza uku zvamaitora izvi zvinodhaka maizviwana kupi uye izvi zvinoita mari?
Kune kunonzi kumabhesi, mainly vanongovati kumabhesi, imba yemunhu yaanogara. Tengesera madrugs. Obva aita imwe room yekuti anogara yekuti ndiyo vanhu vanenge vatenga. Isu sevana vechidiki hatibvumirwe kutora zvemadrugs aya. Saka tikatenga tikaenda kumba tinobatwa kana kuti vanhu havanosungwa. Saka vanokupa pekuputira like imba yacho, kupa instruments acho, vakutengesera instruments such as lighter and energy saver. Obva kupa wotenga, anotenga pa $2 zvichienda kupa kunosvika pa gram rinoita $13.
Ungati uwandu hwevanhu vari kutora zvinodhaka izvi ikoko kwavaenda kumabhesi kuvanga vakawanda sei?
That's 90%. Vanhasina tori vanhu vakuru izvezvi. My youth ese izvezvi. It's a pandemic. It's my youth ese.
What's especially kuchitumba. Kumba kwa wakabwa ndekupu uchizuenda kuchitumbisa.
Quietude.
Mm-hmm. Saka ipapapa tunaona kuti wakuratidzika zvakanaka. Chii chakazoita kuti ufunge kuti izvi zvandava kuita izvi hazvisiri izvo, chiregai ndidzokere kuupenyu chaiwo?
Ndakawana counseling from Batira Pamwe, ndikakwanisa kuenda kuparirenyatwa pa annex kuti ndinodetoxwa, ndinobviswa madrugs ndichibatsirwa nemubatira pamwe.
Zvakatora nguva yakareba sei kuti uwanikwe madrugs aya achibuda musystem yako?
Zvaka zvinotanga from 3 weeks to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Saka pari zvino izvi uri kuita sei, zviri kufamba sei?
Izvezvi ndiri ku rehab. Wait, I'm taking my continuing to take my drugs, ndichibatsirwa for therapy. Like taking my medicine and getting therapy.
Okay, wo pane mishonga yavakakupa kuti unwe kuitira kuti usazowanikwe uchiita zvemahallucination nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Wongu.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, pakanaka. Ndoda kupesira ndikufunza kuti saka pari zvino iwe naamai maakuonana here, zvii zvimwe zvawaiita kuna amai vako zvauri kurangarira iwe mushure mekunge uchitora zvinodhaka izvi?
Ndaivabira, ndaivatuka, ndaisavaona sechinhu.
Mm-hmm.
Saka zvese zvananguva yacho ndaingoita.
Saka zvamira sei pari zvino?
Iko zvino ndisenda munhu ndafana ndoda kutodzokera, ndasana yasoona namai ndandina hangu nguva ndabuda muzvinhu izvi ite zvegore rino, ndasana yasoana mukana kuona amai ndaida kunovaona ndamunhu kwaye.
Uidzo shamwari dzako idzi uchadzitiwo chii pauchadziona kana kuti wakutowanikwa uchiti wakuda kuona zvimwe?
First of all, ndautangana noti anandisa vana vakanoona amai vangu at least a relationship yekuti ndikwanisa kunoona vachinondi accepta yavapo, ndakuziva kuti ndasafe. Then shamwari dzekuti ndoda kunodzokera kuzonovaona tichivarakidza kuti tasiyana, because ndikaenda iko zvino vachiri kuona chii takafana, naakufanira kuona kuti inini handichazi munhu yaivo madrugs, nekuti vaimbodora semunhu akaonda, munhu asisina achisingakwanisa kutenga hembe, ndofanira kuenda ndaa munhu akatsvindira achasona kuti ndakwanisa kumudza, aiwa madrugs aya akwanisi kuti tizviite. Ngationei vanoona difference yakasiyana kuti inini nawo takasiyana pakubva pakupfeka chaipo nemaonero.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo. Uyezve tichanamba tichidzoka kwauri, rambai muri ipapo, tingoenda kuna Sasa.
Yebo ke, lapho ke besizwa ke osakhulayo ke esichasisela ngohambo lwakhe kusukisela sathatha lokuthi kathesi hhayi useguqukile ngasakwenzi lokho, ngakho usayilatshwa ezibhedlela ke lapho yena waqalisa ngeparirenyathwa, lapho abakhupha khona wonke umuthi wabusemzimbeni ke abeselandela ngokunye lakho akuthathayo, ukuthi ngoba phela umzimba usujayele ukuthi uthatha izidakamizwa lokhuyana okungomunye lawo njalo futhi umkhuhlane. Ngakho ke yikho ke untombazana lo besithi uyakwenza kathesi, njalo ukuthi ufuna ukubuyela lapho kulabanye bakhe khona ababesenza lokho, abachasisele ukuthi hayi ayisiyo ndlela yokuphila le, kumele umuntu asiphilise kuhle, ngoba ugcina vele usutshonele ukudinga yona imali yokuthi ukuthenga okunye lokunye lokunye, ugcina ungasayenelisi izinto okungabangela ukuthi ugcine ususeba usutshontshe ukuthi uzithuze enye imali yokuthi uthenge okunye njalo, ngoba unganatha okunye ususize usufuna okunye, ukuthi kusebenza njalo ke lokho ukuthi unganatha okunye usufuna okunye. Yebo ke, sesibuyela kuwe njalo ke Nkosazana Dlamini, uthe elupane labakhetha njani labo abantu ukuthi leso sigaba libancedise ngaso? Hayi, ngingathi njengoba vele selasikhetha isigaba, balitshela yini ukuthi bayihluleka ukuthenga imithi ezibhedlela?
Isigaba lasengakhulela khona engumntwana, ubaba wathi egula wachiya umsebenzi siyahlala khona. So isigaba engakhulela kiso ngiyakwazi ukuthi abantu bakhona bayahlupheka. So ngathi kungcono njana ngincedisa abanye abantu ngihambe ngiyoncedisa lekhaya lapho engakhulela khona.
Ye, kodwa okunye njalo nxa besehluleka lapho ukuthola imithi yiphinga lesisikhathi se-COVID-19 konke nje okuhluphayo kwezempila kahle kumbe kukhona elikuqophileyo umkhuhlane ethile sikhangela ukuthi kule mkhuhlane emnene.
Hawu lapha besileka yonke bafuna wonke kabala lutho bafuna wonke kabala ngesikhathi sendlala babe ngelandlala izigqoko bafuna konke bafuna usizo sibi.
Izikhathi eziningi kunjalo emaphandleni kodwa isibholane siyasebenza ngempela njalo siphathisa abantu abaningi kakhulu.
Hayi isibholane siyasebenza kakhulu abantu bayakha amanzi kulokuthi behambe kuchangani kathe sebe lamanzi amahle ajabulisa ziyabonga izakhamizi.
Kuhle kakhulu kodwa kuzaba lula yini ukubanika imali le yokwelatshwa kumbe liyakhulumisana nabodokotela ezibhedlela ukuthi bazahamba beyithwele kumbe bazahamba kumbe kuzahamba njalo.
Uma sihamba sizasuka la bethu odokotela la sisuke le ethimithi nxa sihamba siyabanceda siyabe sisuke silokwela
kuyabe kungwesikhathi
ye kwesikhathi oswitchane but okweminyaka elandelayo besi khuluma lama-councillors lenduna kuthi singabona ukuthi sibayenzele isibhedlela khona ngale ekhaya emakhaya.
Ngokulungile ngezinye indlela nje bazahamba beqoqodela abantu ezindlini bebuza ukuthi lapha kungabe kulo muntu ogulayo lapha singaphathisa njani kumbe vele sebesimelele
siyabamemezela basimelele siyabamemezela kumbe sihambe esikolo kumbe sihambe ku-shopping lapho kulezitolo zabo bebuye bazabuya ngoba bona vele esigabeni semaphandleni uma kulo muntu kulesivakashi bayeza ukuthi bezobona izivakashi.
Ye kodwa khona lokhu kungabe kusitsho ukuthi bengenelisa yini ukwenza ukuhlinza esingathi ngama-operation kumbe bayenza lokhu nje okulula
okwama-operation okwakathesi ngoba kuyabe kungelamtshini kutsho ukuthi singayenza lokho okunye okungelamtshina laba ababefuna imitshina singabahambisa empilo.
Ya ibeyezwakala kodwa liyezwa yini ngokuthi isibhedlela se-St Luke's siyaphathisa kakhulu kumbe vele bakhatshana lezibhedlela lama-clinic.
Isibhedlela se-St Luke's siyayandelwa baningi banenkulu kakhulu so siyayandelwa isibhedlela se-St Luke's.
Kuyezwakala hayi
ngoba lapha bakhona kuhle ukuthi kube lesibhedlela kathesi basuka le behamba besiye lupane kumbe St Luke's besiya-check ama-blood pressure. Into lezo zingafanele ukuthi nxa kule ndawo lapho abangabe bebuya khona umuntu engalunywa yinyoka kufanele ehambe esuka khona le enganaze efe elunywe yinyoka. So into zonezo nje ezikhanya zinganasilo sizo but yibo ziyabe zilusizo ngoba abanye babengela mali yena ukuthi behambe lupane imali yakhona ukuthi bekade $2 ukuthi behambe lupane beyobhatalela odokotela babengelayo.
Yebo, labo manje odokotela bazaphonga ukuzivakatshela baya besenza olwabo uhlelo abasoze bekhulumisane lezibhedlela ukwenzela ukuthi abanye bebe bephathiseka labo engxenye mhlawumbe abakhulelweyo labanye abasoze besebenza lezibhedlela bayaziqobela olwabo nje uhlelo.
Nokwakathesi babe bebuya sizonceda khonokho njengoba nithe isikhathi uma sesihamba sizabonga ukuthi kuyabe kulesibhedlela lapho siyabe sinceda laba abantu abangenelisiyo ukwezibhedlela.
Ye hayi kuyezwakala ngoba kulokuthi kuza kwakhiwa njalo isibhedlela okuyabe kuluhlelo olukhulu kabi.
Ye. Luhlelo olukhulu okuyafuna ukuthi sikhweze iziketi sidonse amabhrugu obaba sibone ukuthi izandla siyasebenza umsebenzi omkhulu.
Yabe sokukhwinca amarobe manje-ke labo abantwana bezikolo-ke elithe liyabaphathisa yiziphi kahle kahle lezo sikolo?
Okwakathe sibe siphathisa yona iZinabi primary school kade siyiphathisa sibe sesiphathisa labanye koBulawayo abanye ababeswela kulesinye seNkayi lasesisiphathisayo okwakamanjena siyabe siphathisa ma sihlangene labahle sibaziyo.
Okay. Hayi kwezwakala. Ye elakho ke lokugcina ongasichiya lalo yilipi? What's the last word you can leave us with?
Angingathi ngathi abantu gcina nini ngiyakwazi ukuthi sesikhathini esinzima. Loba unyama ukhona ilanga lizaphuma ngiyazi ukuthi abantu bakhathele ngemkhuhlane ebakhona iCovid but kasibekezeleni ilanga lizaphuma loba kusebusuku. Ngiyaxolisa ukuthi lamhlanje sendleleni lokukhuluma akhulumi kuhle semodern ngiyaxolisa.
Yeah, hayi kodwa sikuzwe kuhle ngempela njalo siyabonga ukuthi usengathi onile appointment ukuthi hayi njenza khuluma emsakazweni ukuthi ngihambe lanxa ngise emoteni kuhle sikule ukuthi sikhulume lawe ngokutshengise ukuba honorable sizaxoxa lawe ngesikhathi ke usudlalela endlini.
Lami ngiyabonga lo Queen ngapha yalibingelela.
Hayi sithi yebo.
Esigodleni.
Selifike, selivela fika esigodleni.
Sesifikile esigodleni.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu ke limbone u Queen. Hayi selingalungisa ke lapha sizasala thina sesiqedisi.
Angibongile.
Yeah, siyabonga lati. Marvelous. Over to you. We still have maybe 3 to 5 minutes so that we can have our guest round up.
Thank you so much. I think I will go back to our young guest so she can just tell us. Savannah, maybe before I go to our guest, tell us a little bit about the work that you are doing to assist some of these youths, because she mentioned that you were actually looking at going to speak to her mom to see if the relationship between her and her mom can be managed.
Yeah, so marvelous, the Ningi. The rehabilitation process is a very long and painful process because when all this was happening, there's a lot of turmoil that happened in the family. What we're finding out is that most families didn't understand that these kids were on drugs and it was beyond their control. They think that kids are just vanavanim scans where they don't listen and they're just out for trouble. So there's a lot of pain to heal, which takes a lot of sitting down, explaining, a lot of conversations to mend the relationships. Even the fact that when all this happened, Tama made a choice as a 20-year-old and said, look, I'm not going to hide my face. I want to speak publicly about what has happened to me so that I can help other kids, because most of the time people think the kids that are doing drugs are useless members of society, because by the time you see them, they don't look good. They look filthy. They just look like a marombe, right? But you wouldn't have expected someone as young and beautiful as Tama, who is just like your sister. But the fact that she is one of the people who wants to advocate and come out in the open, it really even caused problems with the community where she comes from, the parents, because they hadn't seen her in a long time, right? And all of a sudden they saw her coming out in the press, talking on social media and stuff like that. So they were really angry, even angry with us. So we had to go and sit down and explain that they may be angry to see Tama speak out, but lucky that the first time they saw Tama, she was in the press speaking strongly, right, about what happened to her. It could have been a picture of Tama dead, because where she is, what was happening is beyond any, even my comprehension. I couldn't understand how a beautiful girl like that, a young, talented, she's just so smart. I just couldn't understand how she ended up in the space that I found her. So a lot of healing. So you end up having to talk with the parents. There's a lot of counseling. There's a lot of negotiating in between spaces. But, you know, in the meantime, she can't go back to where she is. She can't go back to the parents. So we are setting up halfway homes. But right now, the resources are not as much as we would love, because there's so many of these kids. A lot of parents have just kicked out their kids. So,
because our time is running out, how can people support you? Where can they find you?
On Facebook, they can find us on Matrapamwe, or they can call our number, which is 078 Zimbabwe 302-8632.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much. The unfortunate time is not our side. Thank you very much for coming to our shows. Sibonge njalo ke lo nkosazana Isabel Dlamini layo osixhasileyo lapha kuhlelo olivalelisayo. Yimi usithandekile mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington.